Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist, and GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Happy Tuesday, and appreciate you listening. Celebrating my 52nd birthday Monday, which means 26 years ago was the half point. 26 years ago, I was starting to lose my hairline. Napster was taking 20 minutes to download a song on a 56K modem, 1999. Well, I was working at Weenie Radio and TV in Elmira, upstate New York. Fun times. You know, when a run for the border meant it was time for a gordita or a burrito, and later a toilet.
My favorite stories of the day.
They did not say if they're bringing back the Chihuahua.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
But the chain did put out word that starting next Tuesday, the 9th, they're bringing back chili cheese burritos, the Chilito, along with Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos, double-decker tacos, seven-layer burritos, and the caramel apple empanadas. All erased from Taco Bell menus in the 90s and aughts, first decade of the 2000s, but back for a limited time only. For anyone who eats a Taco Bell, there you go. Nostalgia. Eat it up. Then run for the border. Now from one fast food chain to another, because some 66-year-old guy in North Carolina is accused of drugging his two grandchildren's Dairy Queen blizzards. Now, when I read that headline, I first tried to give the benefit of the doubt and thought he likely drugged them with sleeping pills or melatonin. Still bad, still wrong, but parents and babysitters would understand. Now, WECT News 6 in Wilmington is reporting cops say Grandpa here flagged down officers at a gas station back on August 3rd and told them his two grandkids found two pills in their blizzards. So the Wilmington cops went to the Dairy Queen, checked surveillance video, and saw Grandpa did not check for surveillance video, which they say caught good old Granddad drugging the blizzards he ordered with what cops say turned out to be a party pill mix of cocaine and ecstasy, MDMA. And WECT reported he was the chair of the county elections board where he lived in the Tar Heel State, but not after this. He resigned this past Thursday, a day after his court appearance. Now, those of us who do not live or visit the Pacific Northwest may not have heard of bikini baristas. Or like me, think that's another name for a Hooters waitress, but no. KIRO-TV7 in Seattle is explaining it's a thing. Bikini barista stands, where women dressed in sexy bikinis serve coffee to customers. They're coffee stands, and around 2:30 in the morning back on August 18th, so early Monday after a sunny night out, police say some guy pulled up to a bikini barista stand, ordered, paid, got his order, and then tried to pull the young woman into the car with him. It didn't work. Cops say he tore her shirt, but she fought him off, and he drove off, leaving his info on the receipt. Genius. She gave it to cops, who said it was a 19-year-old, arrested and charged with first-degree attempted kidnapping. But yeah, back to the point. Bikini barista coffee stands in the Northwest, and Starbucks went for green aprons instead. They could have been the Hooters coffee chains with bikini baristas.
Buy underoos where you buy underwear. It's underwear that is underwear.
Hey, remember underoos? And it's funny because I was just in a store last week explaining underoos to my teenager and showed her pictures I searched for on the phone. We'd seen a Superman onesie up for sale in the store. It just reminded me of it all. Well, Fox 4 Now in Cape Coral, Florida is reporting a grown man in Batman pajamas was sleeping next to his wife in Batman pajamas. when she got a phone alert that security cameras caught somebody in his truck around 2 a.m. So Batman, let's call him Bruce Wayne, went outside, but the burglar was gone. So Bruce drove around and looked for him, and cops tell Fox 4 that he spotted somebody in his neighbor's garage. Well, Bruce Wayne at that point called the neighbor to tell him, then snuck around the back of the garage, grabbed the 20-year-old burglar, and held him until cops came and proved it all happened by taking a picture with the officers in his Batman PJs. Now, his day job has been in correction, so said his training to hold down jail inmates help. But he also told the Fox 4 reporter his Batman PJs gave him the extra confidence he needed, probably joking around. But then again, if you go outside in Batman pajamas, you better win that tussle. Because if you lose, oh, you will never hear the end of it at work or at home. I only saw this on the smoking gun news side, but did verify by checking Pinellas County Court in Florida to see a 44-year-old ex-con is back in jail on another felony battery charge because, as the arrest report explains that the smoking gun posted, he was having sex with a woman that he had been with for about 6 months, and while they were getting busy, he pulled up a porn video and started watching, which ticked her off. Especially if he had to reach in the middle of it to grab his phone or a remote or laptop to call up the video. They didn't say how he did it, but the arrest report makes clear she told him to finish himself, which must have ticked him off because then they started arguing. From there, investigators did not give a timeline order of things, but at some point they say he headbutted her, busted her nose. There's your battery charge, and if nothing else, a lesson. Oh, just like sex, pulling up porn videos pretty much requires consent, buddy. I'm thinking you don't want to just throw that on a partner. Back in a moment, but before the break, the Jams podcast. He's just throwing them out now, dropping them like it's hot now.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Isn't it? Freestyle.
Tired of matching with guys on singles apps?
Yes, you could have stopped right there.
Only to get unsolicited pics of peckers?
Ugh.
Well, try Stumble. The Stumble dating app gives women the power to choose whether to see explicit pictures.
Nice. Nope.
Pics sent only after the sender fills out a required description.
And be honest.
And our embedded AI assistant, Becky, is teachable.
And now for the world around us.
Well, with all these AI-generated pictures of videos nowadays, wild images, it's harder now to verify things. I was one of the people fooled about a month ago by supposed pictures and videos of singer and drummer Phil Collins looking old and frail in the hospital with Paul McCartney playing a guitar at his bedside. Maybe some of you all have saw that one, too. Yeah, fact checkers, though, have said that did not happen. But a picture of a big orange shark off Costa Rica is apparently real. To hear researchers tell it in this month's journal, Marine Biodiversity. Now, they say the hotel owner who went out fishing and caught the orange nurse shark caught the first scientifically documented case of a shark with total xanthism, which causes yellow or gold or now apparently orange pigmentation in an animal's skin. And the hotel owner posted pictures of the catch on the Facebook page of his hotel, Paris Mina Domus Day Hotel. That is one pumpkin Cheeto colored shark. Hey, you know how knockoff clothes or purses will sometimes misspell the brand name they're imitating? So the logo ends up reading Lehigh's instead of Levi's. Well, the Autopian auto news site put out a story showing China's version of Amazon, Alibaba, has been selling knockoffs of Firestone motorcycle tires called Fuckstone tires. Yeah, the F word. All spelled out on the tire. Now, there are words in Mandarin that can sound like other things in English. One especially would have black folks whipping their heads around if a Mandarin speaker is saying that or uh-huh, like a filler word. Yeah, one of their most common words, and it sounds like the N-word. But in the case of these F-word stone tires, the Autopian's write-up on this wasn't lying. I got on Alibaba's website, searched for the tire, and a bunch of them popped up. Fuckstone pattern motorcycle tire, $12.80 on one option, add to cart. Yeah, Autopian is writing these off as Firestone tire imitations with the F word on the tire in the name, but No word if Firestone gives enough F words to sue over this. I used to love covering the Twins Days Festival in Twinsburg, Ohio, when I worked at WTAM in Cleveland 20 years ago. Man, 20 years. It was 20 years ago now when they sent some of us to Louisiana to cover the aftermath of Katrina. Boy, time flies. But I mentioned the Twins Days Festivals because, well, it was fun and wild seeing double all day. And they just held this year's at the beginning of August. But also, I was reminded of it by seeing the Associated Press report on thousands of redheads getting together for the annual Redhead Days Festival in the southern Dutch city of Tilburg. Their organizers were estimating from their registration that all the rubies and scarlets came from about 80 countries to enjoy the music, food trucks, and workshops that focused on things like skin cancer prevention, since redheads always seem to be allergic to sunlight. Back in a moment.
Enjoy this moment of serenity.
Whoa. Get you, Bigfoot, out that water.
Thank you for taking part in this moment of calmness.
It's not often that you'd want to lean in for a close sniff of toilet paper.
Ew.
But the rose-scented paper rolls from Rosie will make you want to press those nostrils up against a roll. And there, you can inhale the rosy aroma soon to bless your bottom and feel the four plies of cotton ball softness about to caress your tush.
What's up with what's going down, though?
From the start of Real Pod, even during those practice runs, I've been running Guinness World Record stories because they're fun, and UPI tends to love covering new Guinness records nowadays. Why not? It's a smile producer. And the Guinness Book of World Records turned 70 this year. How's that for celebrity birthdays coming up? Well, in honor of this 70-year anniversary, Guinness put out a list of some unclaimed records that they would love for someone or people to claim. Sky News ran this story, and the future records people will surely look to break include the most whoopee cushion sat on in 1 minute, the fastest time to blow a stamp 10 meters, the furthest distance bottle flip, the most high fives in 30 seconds, the fastest 400-meter sack race, and the fastest time to ascend the height of Everest by bicycle. Get to practicing. Good luck. They say Guinness's first Book of World Records came out on August 27th, 1955, so his B-Day was last Wednesday. I missed it.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Well, celebrity birthdays I won't miss next.
She done moved in with her mama. Ladies and gentlemen, I find her at her mama's house. She won't open the door. Had my 44. She said, you better get on out of here, steak meat. I'm gonna call the law on you. I said, I don't care, baby. I like the police. Well, sure enough, now, as I sit here and lose staring, this brother looked at me like I'm lunch meat. I remember the last two words. Okie dokie.
Can you believe he got away with saying all that? Slammy Sammy with a classic as we keep the turntable.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 2nd. Why are you DJ and music producer Zedd is 36. Comedian and actor Cat Williams is 56. Going through some more drama right now with a death on his comedy circuit.
Tell me.
KC and JoJo, Jodeci. Singer KC is 56 too, just like Kat. Hey, actor Salma Hayek is 59 years old. Looking that doggone good. Neo, John Wick, and Ted, actor, philanthropist, and bass guitarist Keanu Reeves is 61. Actor Mark Harmon, a grandpa now, he is 74. Fox sportscaster and Hall of Fame Steelers quarterback Terry Bradshaw is 77.
Just a dream, just a dream.
50s and 60s teen singer Jimmy Clanton is 87. Then on Wednesday,
I took some L's. Well.
Singer August Alsina. Where has he been after that entanglement? Alsina will be 33. LMFAO rapper and DJ Red Foo, Motown founder Berry Gordy's son, will turn 50.
It's just a little crush.
singer Jennifer Page will be 52. Actor Charlie Sheen in his Tiger Blood will hit 60. Bobby on The Sopranos, a detective on Blue Bloods, actor Steve Shirippa will be 68. Down in Cocoa, Aruba, Jamaica. The Beach Boys, singer guitarist Al Jardine will turn 83. And on Thursday the 4th, so come on, let it go. Singer-songwriter and guitarist James Bay will be 35. Comedian and actor Whitney Cummings, 43.
B-Day.
The Queen Bee singer and actor Beyoncé Knowles Carter will be 44. Schmidt in A New Girl and Dave in the Neighborhood. Actor Max Greenfield, 46. CJ producer Mark Ronson will hit the big 5-0 Thursday. Actor and comedian Damon Wayans, 65.
Hi there.
Freddie Boom Boom Washington and welcome back, Carter. And Cochise in Cooley High, actor Lawrence Hilton Jacobs will be 72. And one of the Pips, Gladys Knight, and the Pips singer Merrill Knight Jr., Bubba, Gladys's older brother, will be 83. And that's all she wrote for another Real Pod Newscast. As always, thank you for listening. I say it every episode, and I mean it every episode. And finally, got some help to fix up the website, realpodnewscast.com, the Blend marketing team here in North Jersey. So looking forward to working with them to get the word out about the show. For now, hey, have a great rest of the week. Back on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website, realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Shownuff.